My name's Skylar, and I'm playing Sweeney Todd.
My name is Alice, and I'm playing Mrs. Lovett in Sweeney Todd.
Skylar, let me start with you. Are you familiar with your namesake, Skylar Chapin, and the story surrounding him and Sweeney Todd?
I am not.
Supposedly, and I'm not sure if this really happened, but when the first Broadway production of Sweeney Todd had just opened, a theater critic at the time in New York named Harold Klerman raced up to Skylar Chapin. He's not spelled the same.
This is all coming back to me because he was the Met director,
right? That's right. He was the former Met director at the time, and Klerman came up to him and said, "Why on earth isn't the Met doing this instead of Broadway?" And supposedly Skylar Chapin replied, "I would have put on like a shot if I had the opportunity, and there would have been screams and yells, but I wouldn't have cared. I would have done it anyway because it's an opera. It's a modern American opera." So let's start there with why you're doing it.
Hey, well, there were screams and yells after the Rite of Spring performance, I believe.
During, I think.
Yeah, I actually have a TikTok channel right now, and one of the things I'm about to do is talk about whether Sweeney Todd is an opera or a musical. And I think it's both. And I think it's so cool to be part of the show, which is really super artistic and just speaks to a very wide audience. It's deep art. It's really relevant to the world around us today. And it's really exciting to be this character who's at the center of the story.
So the musical or opera, depending on how you want to look at it, either or both, is not called Mrs. Lovett.
It kind of could be, though.
She is certainly a character with so much responsibility on her shoulders when it comes to the plot. I'm someone where a lot of the roles that I've done, given my voice type and also my interest in comedy and the high energy, I will do a lot of the side characters. The quirky characters are usually given the job to assist the lead or make commentary alongside the main love plot, whatever's going on in the show. Mrs. Lovett gets to be that quirky, one of the memorable, kind of different characters. But Lovett still drives the plot, and she's right there at the forefront with Sweeney, with the title character. So she really directs Sweeney's journey. It's still Sweeney's life. It's still Sweeney's motivation. Sweeney's desire to have his family back and to seek revenge and all these things are really the heart of the plot. But what makes him go down the paths that he does and what shapes his perspective is done by Lovett.
One of the things that strikes me about the story, and always has, is that it's about almost supernatural levels of brokenness and harm in these characters. But it still doesn't seem like it is a story about evil, but about people.
Yes, very much so.
Class is a large thematic topic in this show, and that's something that I find almost hilarious about it. The irony of it is Sweeney from the get-go is talking about how that time in prison and being wronged has showed him that life is a man-eat-man world and it's very survival of the fittest. And then Mrs. Lovett takes that to a literal sense when it is literally man-eating man. It's kind of a cruel joke that we play for the audience to digest, pun intended. And I think that was something brilliant on Sondheim's part, the very literal representation of this class structure.
I think that the supernatural inspiration is derived from Gothic elements.
I was just going to say.
Like Frankenstein, Edgar Allan Poe. Sweeney is described as the demon barber. But I think the story is one that's real. And I think it involves real people just trying to do their best in a society that's pretty messed up. I would be really happy if people saw some of their own experiences in life in the show. And I think the character of Sweeney Todd is really the hero of the middle and lower classes, is how I see it. And I would be so thrilled if people could identify with the humanity of this character and then also see how he's transformed by his quest for revenge and really see where that gets you.
Alice Lind, Skylar Schlenker, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
IU Jacob School of Music Opera Theater presents Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street by Stephen Sondheim this weekend, Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 at the Musical Arts Center. I've been speaking with the performers playing Sweeney Todd and Mrs. Lovett in Saturday night's show, baritone Skylar Schlenker and mezzo-soprano Alice Lind. More information at operaballet.indiana.edu. For WFIU Arts, I'm Aaron Kane.